The words Walt Disney Pictures appear from darkness in shades of golden orange. A louvered castle appears above, and a shooting star arcs over it until the entire logo fades from view. Blackened, leafless trees stand in a desert beneath a clear, deep blue sky. Brown hills rise in the distance. A view moves around the lifeless trees, which cast black shadows onto the sand. In a time lapse, sparse clouds move across the sky, fade to black. Now clouds pass across a gray sky over a tall tree, its leafy branches quivering in the breeze as the view fades to black. A time-lapse view takes in towering palm trees as thick clouds cover a bright sun. A desert tree blooms with round clumps of grass-like leaves. The sun beats down on a gnarled and twisted tree. Cracked and ridged wood mars the barkless trunk. As the view glides along its pale wood trunk, the day quickly shifts to night as a silvery moon appears in a black, starless sky. Now a low view moves along a forest floor. Thick green moss grows on tree trunks and faint mist hangs in the air.
In the beginning, humans lived in small groups that collected food by hunting and gathering, taking only what they needed to survive.
Indigenous people walk through a meadow of tall, dry grass. A tidal appears over black with rippling water, fast-moving clouds, and green leaves, moving across the thick block letters, Sacred Planet. Sunlight streams through a canopy of trees.
Today, only a few humans still dwell in the depths of nature, in some of the last pristine places on Earth.
In a clearing, a woman weaves thin lengths of wood.
They continue a traditional way of life that has been practiced almost unchanged for thousands of years. A way of life that has stood the test of time and allowed them to live in harmony with their natural surroundings.
A valley runs between two rugged rock faces. Elsewhere, people travel along a calm stream in canoes.
These may be some of the last remaining people to live a traditional lifestyle based on the wisdom passed down through countless generations.
Trees grow on the side of a tall, almost vertical mountainside.
Many people have never heard their voices.
An aerial view takes in mountain peaks covered with a dusting of snow. A thin stream of water runs in between the towering Alps.
Now, it may be time to listen.
Heavily snow-covered mountains stretch across a vast landscape. Now, a Native American man in a red shirt and white pants with a light blue headscarf stares at us. His hands rest on an ornate belt. He stands in a desert with dry brush behind him.
Well, I've always been taught by my parents and grandparents, which was the same message they received from their grandparents for many generations, that we treat the earth as our mother.
A view rises to take in tall leafy trees looming above a forest floor.
When we respect the earth mother, then she provides for us.
Water droplets hang from a spider's web as rain falls. Speeded-up film shows gray clouds passing over a mountain range in an amber-lit landscape. Elsewhere, a herd of antelope gallop across scrubland.
And all the things that we see along the way, the four-legged animals, the ones in the ocean.
Dolphins glide through water.
Even the hills and the boulders, they're our relatives.
clouds of white mist hang over the treetops.
By them learning that we're all related, we also learn the responsibility to keep our planet alive.
Foaming water gently flows down layers of rock as sunlight spills through the trees. Dolphins swim through a blue ocean, occasionally rising up and breaking the surface. Twisted, mossy trees reach up from dense woodland foliage. In the distance, water cascades down a mountainside. Speeded-up film shows highways jammed with traffic. In a time lapse, day turns to night, and the image becomes a blur of white headlights and red taillights. The accelerated view continues into a pedestrian-heavy smaller road. Elsewhere, a six-lane highway is packed with cars, buses, and bikes, stopping, starting, and stopping again. More speeded-up film of traffic on a multi-laned city highway. The image fades to foaming white water frothing and churning at the base of a mountainside. The current flows past large rocks. In a wooded area, tall trees with long straight trunks and leafy branches at the top rise high into a blue sky. Text appears, California, Utah, Arizona. The trees cast shadows against each other as sunlight spills through their branches. A dark-haired boy walks between the trees to a clearing.
As a young boy, when I stood next to a great tree, a big full-grown tree, I felt really small. I felt that I still had a place, that here is this great tree, bigger than me, been on the earth longer, and I feel one with it.
The boy peers up at a towering redwood tree.
The way that my ancestors were able to maintain a unity within the natural environment was to see all things sacred, meaning there was spirit in everything.
A calm river flows along a valley between two sheer walls of sun-baked rock. Shadows pass across large boulders in a desert. Trees stand in a hot landscape of boulders and clumps of dry grass. They cast black shadows onto the dusty ground. A large shadow passes over an expanse of tall, jagged points of red rock. With the aid of a stick, an elderly lady walks out of a cabin.
We always respected our elders. We admired them for coming so far in life.
A boy sits by a campfire with an old man who holds a feather.
My grandfather was a wonderful teacher and a great storyteller. It seemed as if, as he spoke, he also healed. And I wanted to learn that.
The boy stares at his grandfather telling a story. Now speeded up film shows clouds and the sun moving across a deep blue sky and over jagged rock formations. The sky darkens. Elsewhere, a view moves across a portion of the Wave, a sandstone rock formation in Arizona with a shape similar to waves in an ocean. At the campfire, the older man continues his story.
What my grandfather told me is that when I speak, I will touch the hearts of many people.
The old man places the feather into the boy's hand. Sunlight spills down into a crevice of the twisting, undulating wave rock.
I know now what he meant. And there is a healing in the story. There's power in the word.
Ancient drawings of figures cover a portion of a reddish-brown wall of rock.
That's how we built the power of our communities. That is how we taught our children to be great leaders, to be great medicine people, through the stories.
A young girl wearing an elegant indigenous necklace and earrings sits on a shelf of rock. Her image disappears and the sky darkens as the sun sets. Speeded up film shows clouds swirling over a deep rocky canyon. A dark shadow crawls up the side of a large mound of boulders. Shadows spread across the dry, sun-baked landscape. A hazy amber sky hangs over a rugged mountain range. The sun sinks below a cliff top. Now, speeded up film shows the bustle of city traffic and pedestrians on sidewalks. The traffic stops and pedestrians cross the road. People crowd a railway platform. Speeded up film shows people waiting on a city sidewalk. Buses stop and people get on and off. The buses drive away. In Namibia, Africa, two trees lean away from each other in a V-shape, silhouetted against an amber sunrise. The sun bathes the scrubland in sunlight, a bird's-eye view of parched ground, riven with deep, dry cracks. Four giraffes run gracefully in between trees. With the giraffes galloping across the sunny wilderness. In Twyfelfontein, a site more than 20,000 rock engravings, drawings of a giraffe and wildebeests with curved horns cover a portion of a slab of reddish-brown rock. Two rows of indigenous people sit on the ground facing each other, chanting and clapping their hands and bare thighs. Trees are dotted around a small village of different shaped and sized reed huts. Groups of people sit around small smoking fires. Two indigenous men sit together on the ground. One rolls a thin stick between his hands, one end in a hole, and another stick to make fire.
The most basic values that is important to our traditional way of life is to have enough food to eat, to have water to drink, and to have firewood to keep ourselves warm. The land provides us with our basic needs, so we are completely dependent on nature. Without these things, we cannot survive.
A group of indigenous men wearing loincloths and carrying bows and long, thin spears walk in single file along a meadow of wild grass. More figures carved onto a slab of reddish-brown rock. They appear to be hunting with bows and arrows. A herd of zebras gallop across a sun-baked plain, kicking up thick clouds of dust in their wake. Dozens of antelope also charge across the plain. A couple of zebras gallop alongside the herd. In Twyfelfontein, more ancient carvings of birds on reddish-brown rock. Elsewhere, three ostriches trot across a wide, open space. A long, thin section of rock arcs over a lower section. An aerial view takes in a vast expanse of sand stretching to the horizon. Large pockets of water lie on the sand. The view travels over a flock of birds flying over the water. Undulating sand dunes cover the land in all directions. Zebras gallop across pale, flat sand. A snake slithers sideways, leaving small grooves in the sand. A curved curved, jagged rock formation's opening reveals a reddish-brown mountain range with stones and boulders along its side. Bare, spindly trees reach up from a section of flat, pale sand as a shadow passes over the area, bathing it in sunlight. Birds take off from the water. The sun sets, casting an amber glow over the water and sky. Flamingos wade near the shoreline. Elsewhere, indigenous people sit in a circle around a campfire, clapping and chanting, while men with sticks rhythmically move behind them. A man sits outside a reed hut.
Lessons can be learned from other cultures, but we'll also learn from their mistakes.
The V-shaped trees are silhouetted against a night sky.
If the people continue to treat the earth with no respect, our traditional way of life will come to an end.
A young indigenous woman wearing a flowery blue, red, and yellow dress sits on a block of wood outside a reed hut. The hunters walk across the meadow of wild grass, which comes up to their waists. Tribespeople sit around a bed of leaves and branches and cut up meat.
When we killed an animal, the remains will be shared between the people. The skin will be used for clothes, for the blankets. If it's a big animal, the meat will be sun-dried to be eaten later, and all the meat will be eaten up.
Children sit with a man who whittles a long green stem into long, thin pieces.
And sharing is a very important thing in our culture. If you don't share with other people, they will not share with you. And sharing is just a natural way of life.
Speeded up film shows thick clouds passing over treetops. Reed huts surround a section of dusty ground where children play.
The most important message that I would teach to the children is they must not forget about our land and our culture.
A gnarled, bare tree stands in the middle of a stretch of flat, pale sand. In time lapse, clouds pass and shadows move across the landscape as the sky darkens. A view of white clouds and a blue sky as a passenger jet passes overhead. Now speeded up film of planes taxiing in an airport. The sky lightens as morning breaks over a large statue. Holding out its right hand, a word appears: Thailand. Wispy clouds pass overhead, and sunlight falls onto the statue of Buddha. Water cascades down rocks in a forest stream. Hazy sunlight spills through the branches. Now, three monks wearing bright orange robes walk between stone pillars to an ancient temple where a large statue of Buddha sits cross-legged. The monks lay offerings at Buddha's feet.
Ancient teachings have been passed down through generations of our people. These teachings say all life forms are interconnected.
In a forest, monkeys scamper up a rockside.
Everything is part of one whole and living organism, and each part is vital to the survival of the whole.
Water flows over stones into a tranquil pool surrounded by trees and bushes. A tiger pads across a stretch of dry, brown ground with green plants dotted around. The tiger stalks between thin trees in a forest and moves through leafy green plants. Sunlight falls onto a large, weathered, smiling statue of Buddha sitting cross-legged in a shrine.
I believe the earth is one living being. The end of any one life form will lead to hardship of another. And if there are too many hardships, the whole may suffer beyond healing.
A row of stone elephant statues encased in an old rugged wall. Now a herd of elephants lumbers along a jungle pathway. Elsewhere, white stone elephant statues appear as if bursting through a sturdy brick wall. Elephants wade along a muddied, tree-lined river. The elephants move against the tide, young calves keeping close to the adults. In a small village bordered by a curved wooden fence, an elderly couple tend to a garden.
I was taught that the most important thing is to have a peaceful heart.
The couple in traditional dress sit outside a shack.
When we are content with who we are, we treat other life forms with compassion and kindness.
In the village, children hold hands and walk around in a circle. Meanwhile, the herd of elephants continues to make their way along the gently flowing river. A large Buddha statue with a yellow fabric draped over its left shoulder and across its chest sits cross-legged on a stone plinth in a clearing surrounded by trees, a tranquil smile on its face. The sun hangs low in a hazy amber sky over forests and mountains. In a shrine by water, another Buddha with yellow fabric over the statue's shoulder sits between stone pillars. A tall natural tower of rock stands in water near a rugged cliffside. Vegetation sprouts around the upper portion.
Nature will always contain mysteries. We don't need to solve them all. We just need to be open and let it fill us.
Under the water, long, thin fish swim around in a tall circle. A view from the water to the surface shows hundreds of fish swimming around. Suddenly, they swim away as though spooked by something. The shoal of long, thin fish slowly swim through the azure blue water, barely moving their bodies. Smaller, flatter fish with a dark vertical line behind their heads gently swim together. More fish swim in a tightly packed shoal. Gray fish with a ridge on their foreheads swim close to the surface. Two black and white striped fish swim between two rocks.
The energy of nature moves through the cycle of birth, death, and rebirth. And it continues on and on, moving from one form of life to another.
Sea turtle swims through the calm water, gently flapping its large front fins. Speeded up film shows clouds passing over a mountain range and dissipating. The image dissolves back to the sea turtle as it swims among dozens of small golden fish. The turtle swims down past a formation of rock covered by weeds. Round-eyed silver fish swim in a tight shoal. Golden fish swim among the plant life on the seabed. Glowing golden fish suddenly dart forwards en masse. A bright orange piece of coral, attached to a rock, dissolves into a deep orange and pink cloud-filled sky. A Buddha statue sits cross-legged on a stone plinth, surrounded by tall pillars. The gray clouds pass quickly overhead. In time lapse, the sky darkens as the glowing amber sun sinks below the ocean horizon. Now speeded up film shows people going up and down escalators in a busy shopping mall. A view moves rapidly across the ocean, where the sun hangs just above the horizon.
Long before humans were able to communicate through modern means, cultures separated by vast oceans were sharing the same values. They speak in many languages, yet their messages continue to echo one another across the globe.
White words appear against an amber sky and dark mountains in the background, coastal British Columbia and southeast Alaska.
I am a man of the people of the tides.
In a forest, a man carves. On the water, several people paddle a canoe in unison beneath mottled amber clouds.
Much of who I am comes from the sea.
Birds take off from a rocky shoreline.
Much of our spirituality comes from the sea.
A whale's back submerges as it then dives deeper into the water, its huge tail arcing round behind it.
Somehow we're called back to that place where it all began.
A reddish-brown octopus gently floats just above the seabed, its tentacles twisting and curling.
When there's things alive in the sea, then the sea becomes beautiful.
The canoe continues along the surface.
When there's animals and creatures on the earth, then Mother Earth becomes beautiful.
A brown bear walks along a stretch of ground beside calm blue water with a tree-covered slope on the opposite side. A long-legged gray bird struts along a stony shore. An eagle glides through the sky, then starts to flap its wings. Sunlight reflects on the peaceful ocean surface.
When life is good, then we have time for the artist. Then we have time to see the art.
Tree trunks carved into faces sit in green grass.
It reminds us of the heritage of our tribe.
A man wearing an embroidered red and black coat carves another post on a large pole-shaped length of wood. A colorful mask rests on one end. The artist carves the image of a man squatting, with his hands resting on his knees. In the forest, an older post stands upright.
I live in a place where I could see all of nature. And this is how I learn. All the lessons to living are out there.
In a remote area, dark mountains are covered in snow. In another area, a waterfall streams down a verdant rocky mountain. Thank you. An eagle flies over the water and grassy shore, where a brown bear walks in a small stream.
When I go into bear country, I do a ceremony for the bears. Through ceremony, we are thankful and say prayer for being part of this earth.
A couple of young bears walk around in the long grass near the water's edge and sniff a broken tree stump. A cascading stream of water flows through the rich green woodland. Beneath the surface, fish swim quickly forward. A bear spins in the shallow water near the bank, plunging its front paws into the water. It runs through the water. In another area, a bear sits up to its neck in water.
I respect other creatures, other animals, because we're living together.
The running bear stops and stands up on its hind legs, looking around. Water drips from its thick brown fur. On a rocky, wet shoreline, a large group of seals of varying ages and sizes lie on the rugged stone slope. The view pulls back, revealing the rocky area covered with dozens of seals.
I come from a society where each one of us is responsible for a ceremony to heal Mother Earth.
Killer whales swim together.
It heals our family. It heals our nation. It heals our tribe.
Blasts of water and air burst up from the whales' blowholes. A black dorsal fin emerges through the surface of the water as a killer whale arcs forward, flipping its powerful tail. Whales swim together, barely breaking the water's surface.
People, they already know how they should keep the planet clean. This is the way we used to live.
The canoe paddlers cross the water under a deep reddish-amber sky. The silhouette of mountains line the opposite shore. Back to the carved, weather-worn posts in a now misty clearing.
We're the ones that are the endangered species.
An aerial view of ice formations in the water.
That's what the ravens say. That's what the eagles say.
An eagle soars across the sky. Tall white ice formations stand in still water. Large chunks of ice pepper the water, stretching out into the distance. A pale seal with black speckles on its stout body lies on its side on a floating shelf of ice. It looks around. An almost neon bluish-white iceberg protrudes out of the water as the view pulls back to capture the sun's glare from behind a mountain slope. Ice-covered rocks border a semi-frozen pool of water. White birds fly by an icy cliff face at the water's edge. Speeded up film of night falling over a city. The roads are packed with traffic. Once darkness has fallen, lights come on from buildings and billboards. Clouds pass across a bright full moon, silhouetting the trees below. Mist hangs above a dense forest. Text appears, Borneo. The sun beats down from an orange-hued sky. Tall, thin trees are silhouetted against the gray, misty sky. Bare-chested indigenous people paddle long, narrow canoes along a gentle river, bordered by dense trees and bushes on either bank. A green cricket-like insect crawls up a glossy green leaf. A flock of thousands of birds swoops down from the sky and into a forest. Monkeys with brown fur sit in the branches of a thin tree. One of them leaps off and into another tree. The canoe continues along the clear, shallow river.
When you are living in the forest with the insects and the animals, you build a culture around the presence of those things. You always feel something is there, warming you up or even frightening you or making you happy. The forest does speak to us.
A large green leaf waves in the breeze. A view looks up a tall tree. In a time lapse, day turns to night and the moon glides across the sky. Now the view travels along a jungle river, a wall of dense trees and bushes on either side.
The basic value of the traditional way of life is a strong sense of belonging, of having a place.
A couple of indigenous men walk into a small settlement of shacks raised up on wooden legs.
For me, a family includes my community because they are so close to us, and we share our lives with them every day.
Two adults and a child sit in one of the shacks. A pot hangs over an open fire. Later, indigenous men carrying spears walk through the trees. An orangutan climbs down a thick vine. The men continue to make their way through the forest.
People can learn a lot from the traditional way of life. If there is one thing, I think it is to learn to live humbly on the land, to live humbly in this world.
Vines hang from thin tree trunks. Night, a family of two adults and two children sit in one of the shacks.
Whether this is the last generation to have traditional thoughts and beliefs, it may well be. That's the sad thing about traditional knowledge, is that if you don't take it now, it will be gone forever.
A man stands in a canoe and throws a net into the river, then starts to pull on a rope attached to it. A woman sits on the forest floor and weaves reeds, holding a thick strip between her toes. An insect resembling a praying mantis moves slowly across a tree branch. Now five children stare at us from a wooden-covered platform.
We also want our children to have a good future. We also want to have this land intact for our grandchildren.
A boy sits next to his mother, who rocks a baby in a hammock-like swing hanging from a tree.
We are nothing without the animals. We are nothing without the forest. This is what we hope is transmitted to the younger generation.
Indigenous men paddle a couple of canoes along a calm river beneath a canopy of trees. A view from a shadowy cave, looking out at sunny woodland. Elsewhere, a flock of birds flies across the sky. The birds flying in a thick line soar by dense vegetation growing out of a cliffside. An orangutan climbs down thick vines. A black, long-legged spider stands still in the center of a web. A black caterpillar slowly crawls down a green stem. Two young orangutans sit at the massive base of a tree, holding on to each other. Deep in the forest, a snake winds its way along a branch. Pale brown monkey climbs among dense leaves. A lizard clings to the side of a glossy brown tree trunk. The monkey climbs to the end of a high, thin branch, then leaps through the air to another tree. A shiny, dark brown millipede makes its way along a mossy branch. Monkeys leap from treetops into the river. A bare-chested indigenous man climbs up a tall, thin tree trunk.
When I was young, I used to climb the trees to look for all sorts of fruits. I could go right to the very top and look way out. And I often wonder, what is it like? What are people like on the other side of the mountain?
Speeded up film shows white mist swirling and blowing above the treetops. Two indigenous men squat on the ground in the settlement with their spears.
In every culture, the elders hold the knowledge of the past, and the young are the future. When we look at the world through the eyes of future generations, we begin to discover what we all have in common.
A pink flower speckled with water droplets fills the screen. The trunk rings of a felled tree, which lies on its side. Large chunks have been cut out of the trunk, and it lies on other felled trees. A vast expanse of what was once woodland has been cleared.
The most sacred thing we ever had was choice. And that's where it all begins.
Snowy mountain peaks pop up amid clouds floating around them. The sun beams down from a clear, pale blue sky. An eagle soars through the sky, its wings outstretched. Speeded-up film of clouds swelling and changing shape in a hazy amber sky. The screen fades to black. Five indigenous boys stand by three weather-worn trees, smiling mischievously at the camera. The boys start to laugh and can't seem to hold it in. Yet we don't know, yet we don't know. We are one, we are one, we are one. The five children from earlier sit on the wooden platform and grin at the camera. There is a spirit we all know, yet we don't know, yet we don't know. Children in Western-style clothes smile and peer through the gaps in a row of stripped trunks. Yet we don't know. We are one. We are one. We are one. We are one. Four young children sit on a wooden platform.
It's so hard to love one another, my brother,
sister.
To see each other as we are, my sister. The earthly family, forever.
Indigenous people of all ages sit on the ground with their knees drawn up. They chuckle and grin as the view slowly passes across them. Some of them wear colorful headwear.
Wake up, wake up now.
Wake up.
Wake up now. Wake up to the realization.
This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Marcia Bartonetti.